Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I'm Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. Matthew chapter 13, verse 43. Jesus stated this after telling his hearers a parable. In fact, he spoke a series of parables on this occasion, as he sat in a boat and the crowd stood on the shore. The parable that ended with the above statement was this: the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow until the harvest. At that time I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 to 30. Jesus later explained the parable to his disciples. "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Matthew chapter 13, verses 37 to 42. Jesus ended by saying, "Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. No one can take away the honor that will be bestowed on the righteous in the end." The Bible says, "But for you who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go out and leap like calves released from the stall." Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Shall we then wait for God's promises to be fulfilled? May the Holy Spirit help us all in this. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I'm Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog blessed2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.